I call this House Transportation Committee meeting to order. It is about 3:12. Present are Representative Gruenberg, Representative Peterson, Representative Johnson, Representative Feige, and myself, Representative Pruitt. I will be standing in as chair today. The remaining two members are both up in another committee meeting. The purpose of our meeting today is to move Senate Bill 95, which is an act naming the ferry terminal located out at Ock Bay, which I think several of us might be utilizing here soon if we ever decide we want to leave this city. the Frank Palmer Ferry Terminal. So I would ask everyone to make sure that your cell phones are on vibrate or mute or off so we don't disrupt anything, and we will go ahead and get started. Senator Egan, if you would please join us here, and I'm sure you know the drill. State your name as well as your affiliation, and present this for us.
Great. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Thanks for taking the time to hear Senate Bill 95. You know, a lot of times it's not the real intensive, complicated legislation that we pass. It's the little legislation, the simple things that make constituents and the communities feel good. This is one of those. And it is naming the Frank Palmer Ferry Terminal after what we believe is an icon that worked at the Ock Bay Ferry Terminal for nearly five decades. He first began pulling trailers off the Alaska Marine Highway System's ferries when they first started arriving in Southeast Alaska in 1962. And Frank tragically passed away in Hawaii while on vacation, and there were a bunch of us that were just, and the whole community was greatly saddened by his passing. The neat part about it, though, is Frank was born and raised right across from the Ock Bay Ferry Terminal, and at 69 years of age and 47 years of hauling large trailers on and off the Alaska Marine Highway System of ferries, we thought it was a real tribute to Frank to have the terminal named after him. You have a lot of information in your packet, support letters from competing trucking companies and from citizens of Juneau, especially his high school graduating class, that were really pleased that he was, or that we may bestow this honor upon him and his family. I do have more information. Chester Carson of my staff is here to provide additional information if you need it. However, because of the busy end of session, we asked people that had volunteered to come and testify on this piece of legislation for the sake of brevity and for respect out of your committee, we asked that they not do so at this time to try to hurry things up.
Thank you, Senator. I want to make sure that on the record we have make note that Representative Wilson is here. Does the committee have any questions for the Senator? And I'll confirm, do we have anyone that's online to testify? Okay. And obviously no one in the audience. Is
Mr. Chairman?
Representative Johnson.
I've been waiting for this a long time.
All right.
No, Dennis, thank you, and thank you for bringing this forward. I'm not going to give you a hard time.
And, Mr. Chair, Madam Chair, it does have a zero fiscal note.
Is that different than the 1,200 fiscal note that I have in?
Yes.
Do we have
the Department of Transportation has changed and issued a zero fiscal note.
Oh, okay.
So it's my fault if it's not in your packets, but it is a zero fiscal note now.
It's in our packet.
Yeah, great.
Okay. They felt it was just part of their regular duties.
Oh, I see.
Okay. We've seen a couple like that. Okay. Well, I'm seeing that there's nothing else in front of us, the will of the committee. Representative Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to say that I had a chance to read through some of these letters while we were waiting for committee members to get out of other previous committees to make it here to gavel in. And it sounds like quite a favorite member of the local Juneau community, and I think it's only fitting that we go ahead and name the ferry terminal after him. And therefore, I move SB 98 with the accompanying physical note and personal recommendations. Did I say 95?
You said 98.
Oh, mine says 98. Okay, excuse me. SB 95 with the accompanying zero physical note and personal recommendations.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman. Did we open public and close public testimony?
I need to close public, public testimony. That's my fault. We can close public testimony if you would please. I think to make sure that we're on, please rescind and then.
Okay, I rescind my previous motion and I'll start with a new motion. I move SB 95 from committee with accompanying zero physical note and personal recommendations.
Okay. Are there any objections from the committee? Seeing no objections, House Bill 95 moves from committee with the Senate Bill. Senate Bill 95 moves out of committee with the accompanying fiscal notes and the recommendations. Are there any other items that are before us? Seeing none, we will go ahead and adjourn this very short meeting of the House Transportation Committee at 3:20.
And thank you to the chairs and thank you to the committee.
Yeah, get back up there and get our capital budget to us.